The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ask you this one because something we've seen, whether he's injured or not. But the 415 Kavakaz business text line. Concerned about Purdy's long ball. Do you think it's the injury? If he would have thrown both throws in stride, they would have been touchdowns. He's talking about Jawan Jennings. We've seen this against Kansas City, where he underthrew George Kittle and he underthrew Jacob Cowie. And you don't get two touchdowns here, you get two field goals. That's the difference in a football game. We see this at times from Purdy. Deep ball's got to be a little cleaner. There's no doubt.
Well, I think that, A, he's ripping the deep ball, which is what he wasn't doing the last couple of weeks. And then, B, like, the reality is, yeah, he completed the passes. But Jawan Jennings had to completely slow down to catch that one. Juice was an incomplete pass. He had multiple steps on him. I thought if he leads him, it's a chunk play. I don't know if it's a touchdown, but it's definitely a bigger play. Guerrero had a touchdown if he puts it out in front of him a little more. Those, like, both are true. He completed them. It's good. He identified the right guy, and he's kind of underthrowing them. When he went down with the random injury, it was such an awkward thing. He, like, stepped up in the pocket. He was kind of jumping to get rid of the ball, and then the defender jumped in the air and, like, DDT'd him reverse. He got snapped back. I couldn't tell in real time, but when he was lying down, before I saw the replay, my initial thought was, oh, my God, the arm. Oh, my God, the shoulder. But it looked like the neck and the head, and I think he might panicked more than anything else. There is, like, I am a little cautious on the right arm. I don't think the arm is 100% healthy.
Rappaport yesterday in the morning had to tweet about paying Brock Purdy an extension. And I wonder what it looks like. I do wonder what it looks like when you consider his arm injuries here. Look, it could be a one-off. Maybe it's just his body. We'll see. We'll see. But I think I got faith in Parag Bharate. I think when it comes to Parag Bharate and giving these deals out, same thing with Jimmy. I have no problem building in one-year opt-outs or having language in a contract like they had with Jimmy Garoppolo, where every April they wanted to opt out of it, they can. I would do it. I would front load Brock Purdy. You want $40 to $45 million? Great. Awesome. Here it is. But I want the ability to potentially opt out after every single season. Like they did with Jimmy Garoppolo. Having that type of structure in the contract, I think might be important with Brock Purdy because of what you just listed. The elbow, the shoulder, he's a smaller guy. He's got, he's not the strongest dude in the world. He's not going to take a lot of shots like a Josh Allen, like a Patrick Mahomes, like a Jalen Hurts. I wonder if they'll put that in the contract language or will Brock Purdy's representatives say, no, we need the 3 years guaranteed, no opt-outs whatsoever. We want 3 years stability no matter what. I wonder how that's going to play out with Brock Purdy and Parag Bharate in the 49ers brass.
I don't anticipate Purdy's side playing hardball, but if they do play hardball in that language stuff, like in terms of the contract, I would just say to him, okay, like the same way they do with Ayuk. Well, then you're going to play on this, $1 million contract because you're still under team control. And if we have to, we'll franchise tag you. Oh, you want to sit out training camp? Okay, fine. Who else around the league is giving you that deal? Find me that person. See, to me, this is a very simple leverage situation, and I think the Niners have more leverage than I initially anticipated.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know if they have leverage or not.
I thought all the leverage was in Purdy's camp. I actually think it's probably 60-40. 60 Purdy, 40 the Niners. There's not that many teams that are going to... Because if you're trading for Purdy, think about this. Not only are you surrendering draft capital, but then you're also having to rework a deal, right? And so I think that that lessens the amount of teams that are out there. You're going to have a lot of teams that are going to find their quote-unquote quarterback in the draft, and then you're going to have a lot of situations where people are gun-shy because of what's happened to a Trevor Lawrence and what's happened to some of these other quarterbacks that have been given big deals. I think, to me, the starting point is the Geno Baker deals are kind of the low end of where Purdy's negotiations are going to start, and I think they're going to bump up from there.
See, I disagree with this in that notion. Say if they don't get the deal done in April, May, June, July, August, and we get to training camp, and Purdy doesn't have the deal. Purdy could say, yeah, I'm not coming to camp. By that point, quarterbacks around the league are going to be settled. I mean, there's probably not going to be – Sam Darnold's probably going to sign early. We'll see what happens with Kirk Cousins.
Who knows with Sam Darnold?
Kirk Cousins is probably going to sign. I mean, Purdy's got the leverage here. He could say, oh, you want to play hardball with me? Watch this.
Watch what?
I will stay in Iowa in August.
Okay, but who's trading for him?
Somebody may trade for him. But somebody may.
You're saying
I don't
that
know.
All the jobs are already solidified.
So the jobs, for the most part, will be solidified. But maybe there's a team out there that had there's training camp injuries.
Sure.
Somebody gets hurt.
Sure.
Maybe somebody doesn't feel as confident about their situation. Who knows? Who knows how other teams feel about Brock Purdy or how they view Brock Purdy? Yeah. But I definitely think he has a little more leverage than you're giving him. I mean,
I said he had leverage.
Okay.
Nah, I just don't think he has all the leverage. And I think where I come down on is you got to understand, is it a buyer or seller's market? And right now, I don't think there are as many teams that would be buying as I initially anticipated.
What if Brock Purdy went in during negotiations? Yeah, I want the 60. I want 60. You don't think he has leverage?
I think he has some leverage, but I don't think that the Niners have to give him 60. Like, again, who are you negotiating against?
So
maybe a handful of teams?
But if they don't give him 60 and Purdy says, I'm not signing, what are the Niners going to do?
Okay, don't sign. We still have the franchise tag in our back pocket, and you're under contract for another year. We need to be blown away in a trade deal. You can go outside the building in the same way Ayuk did. Like, go outside the building and try to... Try to find that contract.
So you can't franchise him this next offseason, correct?
He's under contract for one more year.
So if he decides not to come and he wants his 60 and he doesn't get it. Now, I don't anticipate this happening, but we're just playing this out.
Yeah, yeah.
Hypotheticals. If he says, I want 60 and the Niners don't come correct with that, and then they say, yeah, go find something else, he can just not show up to camp.
Sure.
And then the Niners are screwed. Who are they going to play? Quarterback Brendan Allen?
Well,
Josh Dobbs?
No. That's an entirely plausible scenario for the Niners. But, like,
That's a dangerous game.
I did this exercise, like, the last 2-3 weeks.
Right,
I went down the list, and I'm saying, like, all right, well, if the Raiders are drafting and the Giants are drafting, there's really only a handful of teams out there that would have the potential slot open at quarterback, plus the money, plus the draft capital to make a move for Brock Purdy. And that's if they like him as a player.
Yeah, but Brock Purdy, if that doesn't happen, and the Niners say, yeah, we couldn't find a trade because nobody believes in you. Brock Purdy says, okay, that's fine. Well, where's my 4 years, $220 million, like Jordan Love, like Tua Tagovailoa, like Jalen Hurts? And the Niners say, yeah, we're not going to deal with you in good faith. By that time, you want to mess around with that?
No,
you want to have another holdout? You think the noise with Ayuk was loud? You have a Brock Purdy holdout, which I don't anticipate happening. I think Brock Purdy would do a hold in. He'd be around, and he just wants to play football. So we're probably having a conversation, and it has much to do about nothing. But in case that went down, that's not a game I wouldn't want to play if I'm the 49ers. So I do think Brock Purdy has a lot of leverage here to get what he has or get what he deserves moving forward. All right, we're going to go
I'm going to be shocked if he gets 50-plus million. Guaranteed over, let's say, 2 or 3 years, like 50 per year. Like if the AAV or the guaranteed money, the cash given to him over a 3-year period is over 50 million, I would be a little surprised. I'd be a lot surprised.
Let's go to Vacaville. Oh, we're going to Vacaville. First time in a long time. Javier at Vacaville.
Hey, Javier.
Happy holidays to you, man.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, Mr. Hill, Mr. Shasky? So I had an interesting thought yesterday, and it's funny being presented. You know, I would listen daily, but, you know, had a conversation I wanted to see about you guys feeling mutually. We talk about Purdy averaging $45 million a year on our end. He's won 16. He's going to play the holdout game. And I feel like after last season, all season that is with Williams and IU, that really set us back as a franchise for this season.
Agreed.
How would you guys, it's all hypothetically, right? Would you guys trade Purdy to a team like the New York Giants who needs a quarterback and get some of that draft capital we lost in the Trey Lance acquisition that we drafted 3 years ago, get like two twos or something of that nature? And I love IU because he's a junior college wide receiver like me, but I would even throw IU in the deal to get off of that contract because we're going to have to pay Juwan. Then you go out and pay, again, this is just hypothetical, right? You pay a Sam Darnold half of what we wanted to pay Purdy,
yeah,
and even bring in a Daniel Jones slash a Kirk Cousins, because he's going to get cut, I believe, because he's getting paid way too much for less than ideal productivity, and they're going to pay, they want to play the young guy that they got from Washington. I just want to see what you guys thought, because the left-hand quarterback is about to fall out.
Javier, I actually, I agree with your thought process in the sense that I don't think it's as, I don't think it's as straightforward as we pay Purdy no matter what. I do believe Kyle Shanahan's looking around like, all right, what is Sam Darnold's, like, value? I don't know. I have no idea. He's having a monster year, like an absolute monster year. Now, he's done it for a smaller period of time in terms of his excellence than what Purdy's been over multiple seasons. But it's not, oh, do you like Purdy? Like, they like Purdy. Do they like Purdy at $60 million, just hypothetically, versus Sam Darnold at $28 million? I don't know if Darnold is commanding more than that or $32 million or $33 million. Like, I do believe that that is the calculation that Kyle Shanahan is making. I don't think it's as singular as, yeah, we really like Purdy. We're not, you know, exhausting any other options.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. From all the dialogue I hear, they love Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's a leader on this football team. All of a sudden, they just say, yeah, we don't like your Purdy at 50. We're going to play Sam Darnold 30. Now you're going to get a PR blowback. Fan base is going to revolt. And then you're dealing with Sam Darnold again, who a lot of people did not like Sam Darnold. And we don't even know if this is one off with Sam Darnold. Now, he's playing very good football, and he credits San Francisco. But I have to think that they're all in on Brock Purdy. I think even Kyle Shanahan, for that matter. I think he's all in on Brock. All in. So whether it's 50, 60, 40, the deal's going to get done. But right now, who's played better? Who's played better over the last two seasons, Jordan Love or Brock Purdy?
Who's played better? I would say Brock Purdy's played better over the 2 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've done this exercise, and I think that I don't think Green Bay would take Brock Purdy. I think they like Jordan Love a lot.
He's a turnover machine.
They could be wrong. That's just I feel like LaFleur really likes him.
He's a turnover machine.
I don't deny that.
Is Brock going to be competing in the outdoors as well as Jordan Love does in that division?
We'll see. 888-957-9570.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's no doubt.
The fit really matters. Like, Josh Allen's perfect in Buffalo, for example.
No doubt. Brock Purdy had the injury, so we don't know how that affected him.
I mean, you're looking at like Russ could be available. Aaron Rodgers could be available. I know. We're rolling our eyes at Aaron Rodgers. Kirk could be available. Darnold could be available. Who knows what the Niners are going to do? Who freaking knows? That's actually why I do believe these games down the stretch are important.
They are important, but I don't want none of those guys over Purdy. I want Brock Purdy. I'm happy with Brock Purdy. I don't want Aaron Rodgers. I don't want Russell Wilson. Although I'd rather have Russell Wilson as opposed to Aaron Rodgers. I think Russ is playing a lot better than Rodgers. But I want Brock Purdy as my quarterback moving forward. I want stability at the quarterback position for once around here. I enjoyed this past offseason not having to spend time on who the quarterback's going to be. On who's going to be said. Brock Purdy. I want Brock Purdy to be my quarterback. I do. Let's go to RJ in Fairfield. RJ, what's happening?
Monte, I'm with you, man. I want a quarterback. I'm tired of talking about quarterback. But but with Brock Purdy, his arm strength is what kills me. I think that's what separates us. I think that separates Brock Purdy from people like the Josh Allen and the Patrick Mahomes is that his arm strength and his inability to throw it down the field and can't stretch the ball will hurt us in the playoffs. I mean, we could have used – we need that in the championship games. We need that during the playoffs. So I want Brock Purdy to be my quarterback, but I'm hesitant to pay him just because the lack of downfield throws. And he could hit the middle, but he can't. It looks like he hurts his shoulder every time he throws far. And like Chassie said, it looks like the receivers have to stop every time he throws downfield. So I'm kind of hesitant on Brock Purdy. I'm watching Sam Darnold throwing it left and right, and not saying Sam Darnold's better than Brock Purdy, but man, I kind of want Sam Darnold. You know what I'm saying?
You want Sam Darnold. You're on the Sam Darnold trade now.
I don't know what to make of Darnold. He is having a great year.
We're going to see Sam Darnold. Judgment Day's coming for him.
What do you mean?
Well, he's going to be in the playoffs for the first time in his career as a starting quarterback. Obviously, he was in the playoffs last year with the Niners as a backup. Some may suggest that he should have played in the Green Bay game.
That was the play-by-play guy.
But you know what, though? Why you got a snitch?
He said it on the broadcast.
I love a snitching. Chicago is on deck for Minnesota. And then they go to Seattle. Then they host Green Bay. And they finish the year in Detroit. Not to mention playoffs. And right now, Minnesota's rolling. They're 11-2. We're going to learn a lot about Sam Darnold over these next 4 to 6 to 8 weeks up in Minnesota.
There was a point where Purdy got knocked out of the game and came out for a play. And then I think they did a handoff. And then he came back out. And the whole crowd was going crazy for Purdy in like a good way. Like, oh, my God, thank God he's healthy. And I don't know. Most people might have turned the game off. I don't know. You were probably getting ready for pregame. So I'm not sure if you saw it. But did you get that Brandon Allen sighting?
I did actually see the Brandon Allen sighting.
Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I saw.
Interception.
Why did he get in the game over Josh Dobbs? Like, they've been yo-yoing the backups the last 3 weeks.
I don't know.
As Josh Dobbs was sitting courtside at Chase Center Friday night with the shades on.
Oh, the astronaut?
Yeah, he was sitting next to Joe Lacob, right next to Joey Lightyears, Uncle Joe.
I wonder how that night would go.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Could sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Team's getting blown out by Minnesota. Wiggins is hurt.
He's not happy.
You're the pastronaut.
But he was happy yesterday.
Next to he's got the capitalist.
Beard. Joe Lacob's got the beard working.
Oh, does he?
He's got the beard working. I'm not going to lie, man. When I woke up this morning, it's a victory Monday for the 49ers. And we're going to go to the calls about the Niners or whatnot. But I feel like, man.
Willie Adames?
No, Willie Adames. I'd rather talk Juan Soto than Willie Adames.
Michael Conforto to the Dodgers?
But that Warriors win yesterday, what's going on with Jonathan Kuminga? Like, you had chance. All right, J.K. scores a career-high 33 against Houston. The next day, Shams Charania is talking about trades, right? Trades. And I ran into some people who work at ESPN Friday night. They were like, yeah, it was a little ridiculous that we were talking about trading J.K. after he had a career-high 33 points, right?
Did you tell Bob Myers I said hi?
It wasn't Bob Myers because he wasn't in town. And no, I didn't tell the person I talked to that, hey, Joe Shasky says hi.
Probably working for the
Commanders. Because Joe Shasky had no idea who I was talking to.
What's up, Joe, bro?
But no, the whole J.K. died. And then you had Draymond Green talking about, you know, the franchise. We're trying to turn this over to Jonathan Kuminga. We need to see it now.
Yeah.
If we're going to turn this franchise over, we need to see it. And I need to be the veteran because a vet did it for me, so I will shift to the bench. And look, I was all good with it. I was talking to Slater before the guy. I was like, you think they'll bring Draymond off the bench? He goes, no chance. Hour later, Slater texts me. He's like, yo, I think Draymond's coming off the bench tonight. So we've seen this before. No, but it lasted one game. So this whole dynamic with J.K. about maximizing J.K. and Zena and Mully yesterday in pregame were on it. It's not about maximizing J.K. It's about maximizing winning. And J.K. can help you win. So I'm kind of rolling hot on that. I need Niner fans to pick me up about that game because – I was sitting there in the first half, and Brock looked excellent. Kittle looked excellent. Garrido looked excellent. The offense was humming. Defense was forcing three and out after three and out. But at the end of the day, I was thinking, these are weak-ass Bears. I can't recall in my lifetime when the Bears have come to the Bay Area and won a game. I need to look that up.
There was an ugly game that they played with Jay Cutler. We got sacked 1,000 times.
Exactly. And
was it like 10-6 the Niners won?
Yeah, it was a Thursday night.
Then there was the Kaepernick game, the first ever game when he made that
Monday night
Kyle
football.
Williams.
Yeah, it was
and
like
my
lightning.
Little brother was elbowing me, and he turned to me and he goes, oh my goodness.
Everybody stood up at Candlestick, and I remained in my seat like, oh snap.
Remember when Kaepernick rolled out left in the red zone and like, and then bang, would he hit Crabtree in the end zone?
Yeah, Crabtree in the end zone.
God, what a game. What a game that was.
I don't recall the Bears ever winning in San Francisco in my lifetime. I need to look that up.
They won the first ever Levi's game.
Oh, they did. That's right. Brandon Marshall, three touchdowns. That's
Jimmy
right.
Ward
That's
baptized.
Right. Good call. Yeah, you good know? Call. That's is that the one time they've won in a bit? I'm looking in my lifetime. All right, the Bears. 1989, Niners beat them 26-0. 1991, they beat them 52-14. They beat them in the playoffs 17-0. 30. Home losses to the Bears. Yeah, just that one. Just that one.
Wow.
Actually, nope. 2018. Lost to the Bears 14-9.
Oh, that was the Khalil Mack hanging in Mike McGlinchey.
Yeah, I remember that game.
Yeah, I do.
So
there was there a huge hit on the sidelines in that game, and a fight almost broke out.
Yeah, fight did almost
I was on the sun
game.
Side of the stadium, and I took my grandfather, and it was like 45 degrees, and the sun was in my eyeball the whole game, and it was horrible.
Man, Draymond going full night yesterday. There's a lot there. 888-957-9570. It's like a buffet table today, Roasters. A buffet table of sports. You want to talk CFP playoff? Be my guest.
Alabama.
You want to talk Juan Soto and Willie Adames? Be my guest.
What is
you
want to
talk some Dubs who are 14-9? I'm all for that. Niners, what's your big takeaway? Let's go to Richie Rich in Livermore. Richie Rich, what's happening?
What's up, my dogs, man? Hey, look, I ain't that closet fan, dog. Win or lose, good or bad, I'm going to roast with my dogs on Monday, man. I'm not going to hold back. Hey,
that's
even though it's
right
the bad
there.
News Bears, It's a W, dog, whether it's bad news Bears or not. The way I look at it is, check it out. Well, all the before-season contract negotiation talks, with all the injuries, all the BS we've had to deal with all the tragedies we had to deal with, man, we have not been a complete team, right? So to build on this and still, despite all that, we're only two games out, right? Yeah, it feels too little too late. I ain't going to lie. With four games left, it's going to be tough, but if Purdy can ball out and Kyle Cabana's back the way he is and run the running back like he did, and we do win out four games, right, we may not make the playoffs, but it's a 10-7 season. It ain't a losing season despite all that drama, man. He's going to get his little bag. They ain't going to go off him. You know, he can get a little mid-30 to mid-45 mil a year. That's not bad, you know what I'm saying? But it'll give us fans and us like, hey, we still got momentum at the end of the season. We're going to regroup. We're going to tinkle a little bit. We're going to come back healthy. And next year, we can ball out. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's Monday, fellas. Dubs won. We got Doobie Awards coming up. Let's go, boys.
Let's go, Richie Rich.
Doobie Awards coming up.
I feel them on that. I do feel like they're going to work something out with Purdy, and it's going to be in that like high 30s, mid-40s range over 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
That's my feel.
I'm so fatigued off Brock. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little fatigued with Brock Purdy contract talks. I just want to see
We've only been talking about it for 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, oh, man, bore me to death.